was having a chat to a very dear friend of mine who's caught in this New South Wales lockdown. It's just shocking. Mm. And she's a teacher, primary school teacher, and she's just relaying. She'll often send me little things that happen with the kids, and it's just so hilarious. Anyway, she was telling me about a few Zoom debacles.
There's been a few, isn't there?
Because it's just obviously every day nonstop. So she said the other day this one particular kid was late to the class Zoom. And so the mum's tried, she's obviously at home getting it all ready, trying to set it up, and she's in a panic and she didn't realise, but it had already connected, and then she's got her face right up at the camera. Yeah. And so I'm about to swear, everyone, so just mind, be careful. And she's just gone, oh, shit. The old sugar, honey, ice and tea.
With all the class connected.
The whole class is connected. And then the next thing they see is this mum's face right up to the camera and go, oh, shit. That one. And then she had another little boy called Lockie, and he was so proud of his bulldogs. They were showing their pets. And so here he is. He's holding the dog up, but he's just got these massive balls.
Okay.
Front and centre. In the cameras, everyone's
just lollygagging.
Oh, lucky.
God.
So I just thought, oh, there must be so many fantastic Zoom stories that we haven't heard yet.
Well, and you know those stories out of last year, how, you know, this newsreader was having a fling with someone, apparently he's doing a report, and then in the background, apparently there was the woman naked.
No.
Apparently coming from, no, that was a big story coming out of Italy last year, yeah.
Oh.
The guy was doing his, because all the reporters were doing those Zoom in, you know, interviews.
Mm.
And, yeah, in the background, it went viral there somewhere. But, you know, this naked woman prancing around his apartment. Like,
oh,
and his wife found out. So
oh, no, that's terrible.
Crazy.
That is not a good
look,
way
I'm not
to
a big proponent of Zoom because I'm not technically savvy that way. But
yep.
I notice people in the Zoom calls they do even around work here, people come up with these funky backgrounds now.
Yeah,
and apparently
yeah.
that's a thing, is it? Where you suddenly look like you're on the NASA launch control or something, you know?
I think
or,
they can be hilarious, but they can also be a bit annoying because depending on your camera, sometimes it kind of makes you disappear.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I just thought kids and Zoom. What do they say in acting? Never work with
kids and animals.
Kids and animals. And I just thought, oh, there's got to be some fantastic Zoom stories involving people's kids that we haven't heard.
Good morning. How are you?
We are wonderful. Thank you. Have you had a Zoom debacle?
Oh, I didn't. My daughter, who has anxiety, she's only 10. Was Zooming her psychologist.
Okay.
And my husband was in the lounge room, I was in the bedroom, she was in her bedroom with the door closed, and my husband ripped the biggest fart. Unbelievable how loud it was, because I heard it from the bedroom. And my daughter
Dirty dog.
ran out of her bedroom. She muted her Zoom meeting.
At least you remember to
ran
do that.
Out of the bedroom, yeah, and just laid into my husband going, "You're so embarrassing. She's going to think it's me." So awesome for a child who has anxiety, but to think that her psychologist is thinking that she's farted on her Zoom.
Well, it's good to be relaxed with a psychologist, so that's fine.
That's a very good point, Bilko. Oh, the poor thing. Has she forgiven him yet?
Oh, she can laugh about it now.
Oh, that's hilarious. Good story for a 21st, though.
Wow. Yes. Pity there's no such thing as smell-o-vision, hey?
No. Thanks, Hol.
Good on you, Holly. Emily, Zoom debacle encounter embarrassment.
Oh, my goodness. Not a kid. Well, he is a kid if you class your husband as a kid, but I was on a university Zoom session.
Yep.
And our bedroom upstairs had like a balcony on it.
Yes.
And I'm on the Zoom session. Hubby's upstairs sleeping because he had night duty and comes up to the balcony and flashes his junk at me.
Oh,
whoa!
My goodness.
Yes.
And so, how many people saw this again, Emily?
Oh, there would have to have been about 50-odd people on that Zoom session. As I turned around and went, "I'm actually doing uni." And he went, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, everyone just saw that."
So next dinner party is going to be very awkward, isn't it?
Oh, I'm so glad we don't have to attend uni face-to-face, so I had to explain it.
Oh, that is so funny. Hey, Em, out of curiosity, was it a cold day?
That's enough.
Well, he just got out of a nice warm bed.
Enough.
So he had
too.
No excuse. Oh, well, we hope his Zoom performance was fantastic.